Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston 2024, the group that wants to bring the Olympics to Boston, makes its case before the U.S. Olympic Committee today in a meeting in Redwood City, California. The group has struggled to gather local support for its Olympic bid, but now has a more detailed plan out yesterday, which it hopes the state will rally around. One facet of the new plan are taxpayer-funded projects for the MBTA, which Boston 2024 says are necessary games or no games. WBUR's Fred Tice reports on the early reaction from T-Riders.
One of the big questions about a Boston Olympics is, can the T transport all those extra tourists? Boston 2024 CEO Richard Davey says, not without improvements.
Green Line today has a capacity to really only run two-car Green Line trains. And for anyone who takes the Green Line in Boston, you know that two-car trains are not enough to handle today's capacity, and we need it for the future capacity. So these additional improvements will allow the MBTA to run more three-car trains during rush hour.
Persuading taxpayers and voters that the Olympics are a good idea is where Boston 2024 has failed thus far. But converting the slow, squeaky ride on the Green Line, which often feels closer to its 1897 origins than to 2024, is something some passengers can get behind. Eli Kaufman, on his way to work for the Red Sox, knows how bad the Kenmore Square T station is when a game lets out.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's so chaotic. It just, you know, the platforms are small, the stairs are small, so it's just so cramped. But I think a step in the right direction would be to get, you know, some bigger cars, so I think that would be good.
Taxpayers would have to spend an additional $350 million to improve the Green Line so it can handle more three-car trains. They'd also have to pay an additional $105 million to move passengers more quickly through the Red Line. And there's another $100 million needed to improve the Broadway T station. None of that money has been budgeted. But Chris Getty would support spending it. He's on his way to his job near Kenmore Square, doing pharmaceutical research at Boston University.
I mean, I think it's a good excuse. We should be spending money on infrastructure and public transit. So if we have an excuse to spend money on it, that's a good reason to do it as any, so why not?
The BU management student Arabi Murthy is skeptical that packing more people onto the trains will solve what she sees as the Green Line's main problem.
I mean, more people would be able to get on the T. That'd be great, but at the same time, I don't know if that would make the T faster or not. So, I mean, that's where the problem is, right? Not really how big it is, but how fast it goes.
The destination of this train is Boston College.
The money to improve the Green and Red Lines would come out of the T's capital budget. It's funded by a mix of state and federal money and bonds backed by the T's revenue. There are still 9 years left to direct the money towards the improvements. The Boston 2024 organizers are hopeful that gives them enough time to persuade the T board, Governor Charlie Baker, and the legislature that it's a worthwhile investment. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.